At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The shooter left behind hundreds of pages of writings. Writings that describe the shooter's plan. Writings that describe the shooter's mental state. And more than anything, writings that describe the shooter's hate. Pure, indiscriminate hate.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters on the line with us this morning from Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me, and good morning, everybody.
Absolutely. You know, it's weird, isn't it? It's Tuesday. I know it was a long holiday weekend, but I didn't see anything about the Minnesota shooting in the news headlines this morning. Why did that disappear so quickly?
Well, because of the narrative, of course. We have another trans shooter, and they don't like that. The mayor of Minneapolis, Fry, has made that really clear, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't want you made this to reflect on other people who happen to be trans, except they kind of fit that category of isolated and angry and filled with hate and wanting to take it out on somebody. Let's ignore that problem altogether.
Yeah, well, you know, they talk about compassion for a community. Let me just focus in on this particular shooter who we won't mention his name. If you want to show compassion to this young man a number of years ago, compassion would be seeking psychological help. Yeah. Not telling him to cut off whatever he wanted and hope his life would be better a couple years later, because clearly it was not. And he referenced that in his manifesto, that he was sick of being the way he is, which was a scream and a cry for some type of psychological help, and he didn't get it. His feelings were affirmed, and now there's 17 people wounded, 2 dead children, because of their compassion. So, you know, these are things that are all fixable, Mark. They're all fixable.
And it's not a pattern anymore. It is an absolute tendency that the first thing we're going to be thinking of the next time we hear mass shooter or school shooter is he trans? And when are we going to?
I was already thinking that.
Yeah, when are we going to address the elephant in the room? Right? When are we going to say this is a mental illness that is causing a lot of things, whether it be the drugs, whether it be the psychosis of the gender dysphoria? I mean, what is causing so many of these people to become violent, specifically to children?
Our affirmation of their illness as somehow normalizing it. Is part of the problem.
Right.
Okay. There's some blame there. But let's not also forget that evil itself is real, too.
That's right.
And if you watched this video, wow. You know, I've made the comment that of all of these that I've covered over the last 17 to 20 years, 17 of them on the airwaves, 20 years in print. Okay. This one was worse. I'm not talking about body count. I'm not talking about deaths. I'm talking about the evidence of Satan walking the earth. If you watch that video, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. There's no doubt. Let me play something for you and get your reaction to it here. Yeah.
And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean,
Trey Gowdy there last week. Folks over gun owners came out and flat out accused him of encouraging supporting gun control. I had him on Friday. We talked this over a little bit. And he says that he's not going to apologize for what he said. But what he's talking about is we've got to get some sort of mental health legislation so that we're able to filter out these people and prevent them from getting guns. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I asked the question on my show the other day, what in the world happened to Trey Gowdy? I don't know. Trey Gowdy, he's all over the board. He says things like this, not just about guns. I can see how he can, you know, he gave himself some plausible deniability. He could easily backtrack like he did with you and say, I was talking about, when I was talking about freedom, I was talking about the freedom of people who may become a threat down the road by maybe locking them up against their will, maybe something like that. Maybe he was referring to that. But he didn't specify that. He was talking about freedom. And when I hear freedom, I hear my freedom. So that's the way we're approaching this from this side. And Trey Gowdy has some explaining to do, and we'll see how it unfolds as he responds to some of, you know, some of the commentary coming from the gun rights community that wants to know specifically what he meant, because I heard the comments and I heard what I heard. So, but I'm also fair enough to let him say what he wants to say, and well, then we can make up our own minds, right?
And what I've always said is we can address the mental health issues without tying it to gun law. We need to do a better job of diagnosing and helping people who are struggling with mental health, whether that be making it more accessible, more affordable, making it more mainstream, that families have resources to report a child or report someone who is struggling and give them the need, you know, the necessary support that they need, whether that be, we talked today that Trump may come out and talk about reopening mental health institutions around the nation to try to put, have a place to put people and have evaluations and have them get the help they need versus, oh, let's just tie this to gun law and let's start limiting who can buy and who can't.
Oh, that's what, that right there is completely fair. I would agree with that 100%. You know, I'm old enough to remember the cuckoo's nest. Remember? Okay.
Yeah.
We all remember the cuckoo's nest and Nurse Ratched. And people have this fear of institutions. We didn't do a good job with institutions years ago, and we shuttered them all. I think we're in a position where we can create institutions that actually work nowadays and learn from the mistakes that we made in the past. But this is a fixable problem. We can also start with security. You know, this school was begging. The church was begging the governor for security at that church, and Waltz said no.
Yeah.
He said no.
I saw that report.
There was a screening for it.
And it made me wonder. I mean, churches have been dealing with this issue for a while now. I'm not quite sure why the church, the parochial school, would think it was the government's job to provide security for them. Why didn't they have their own armed guard there?
That's a good question. I don't know Minnesota law. I don't know why. And I didn't go that far because I don't have an answer to that question, but we are looking into that. In fact, I'm working with A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News, who wrote extensively about this, to try to dig a little bit deeper dive into that. Why didn't the church create their own security? Is there a state law? I don't know.
Well,
but
you know,
I'm going to try to find out.
Just like
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So many of these situations, whenever this happens, everybody talks about it, and then as it fades into the background, and the school district and or the church, or whoever it is, realizes the ongoing expense, then it kind of goes away again. And we once again expose the underbelly of, you know, what should be the safest place on earth, and that's where we put our kids. I don't understand why this isn't just, it's not just a given that if you've got a school, you've got somebody on the property with a gun in case an idiot decides to attack it.
Yeah, now you just made a great point. You say this should be the safest place on earth. Probably the safest place on earth, or as close as we can get in the United States, would be the White House. Why? What makes the White House the safest place in America?
A fence?
The fact that it is surrounded by armed security inside and out. Now, we don't have to have White House-level security, but we don't need White House-level security. Warning, our teachers are armed and will respond to deadly force with deadly force. Number two, provide the tools necessary to do that. That's all we're talking about here. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
Those schools that do have that are never attacked. And this shooter wrote, his love and affinity for Adam Lanza and other school shooters and made it clear in his own manifesto that that place was undefended. He knew it, and he admired shooters for thinking that way. This is not the first time this happens. I've talked with Dr. John Lott about this ad nauseum on my show over the years. We know what they're looking for. They do this intentionally.
Yeah, picking soft targets. Yeah, they're always gun-free zones, right? They're theaters, they're schools, they're places of business that don't allow guns. People know they've got free rein for, 20, 30 minutes sometimes before somebody's going to stop them.
It's common sense. Create a problem for a criminal and the criminal will go somewhere else. Crime will be reduced. We know these things. We know they work. Now, meanwhile, in Chicago, where the mayor's going bonkers over Trump, 54 people were shot and 7 killed just this weekend.
Eight. They've upped it to 8 now. Eight people died. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And the mayor doesn't want help in the streets. It's just incredible. Look, the Democrats own these problems in these cities that they run. They own these problems, and they have to own up to that. And I ask America, are you sick of it yet? How much longer are we going to put up with it/them? There's my pronouns for the Democrats that run every Democrat-run city, it and them.
I love it. Mark Walters, remind people where they can listen to Daily Defense, please.
ArmedAmericanRadio.com, Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central, and every Sunday from 7 to 10 Central. We love you guys.
Great having you on, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.